It's Good Friday. Why not talk good things? I'm Michael Bartley on The Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA. Sister Sue Fazzini is my guest. Coming up, Father Nick Vaskoff at 8 o'clock. He's going to talk about the Easter message. We've been talking about volunteerism, service work. We had the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank on earlier. We have a missionary on at 9 o'clock. Just you know, and any agency you want to mention, you can do it. It's fine with me. 866-391-1020. Sister Sue, what came to me during the break is that, you know, you worked all those years in the prison. Mm-hmm. And as it relates to service work and volunteerism, you know, a lot of the times, depending on the stream of service, there could be some very impoverished people, desperate people, people down in their luck, people with mental illness, people who just got out of prison, homeless people, people who are alcoholic, people who are drug addicts, people who just have some troubled lives and down in their luck. They need a meal. They need some food. They need some counseling. They need some help. You know, in your experience at the maximum security prison in Greene County, one thing, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but when you do service work and you volunteer, you have to leave any judgment you might have about another person behind. Am I right?
Absolutely. No matter where you're volunteering. And sometimes that can be a challenge. You know, we see, driving through the city, we see a lot of people that are in need, a lot of homeless people, and it's very easy to talk to people talk about people as though they are inanimate objects. You know, oh, those people. And yet, if you have an opportunity to actually sit down and talk and have a conversation, people are people, and their hearts and their desires are the same. But that some people have just fallen on a huge string of bad luck and don't have the family to support them. And we've all been there. We've all fallen on hard times. And haven't we been blessed to have a community or a family to support us and kind of hold us through the rocky times? And if you have no one, what do you do? What do you resort to? It has to be a very lonely life. A very lonely life.
You know,
and so, yes, if anybody is volunteering, it's important that we put ourselves aside and focus on what the need is.
I'm not going to say where in Squirrel Hill, but there's a homeless guy in Squirrel Hill, and I go to the bank, and I'm sorry, sister, he gets under my skin. He just does.
Sure, okay, we're human. Mike.
Okay, and you know what, I'm sorry, but you know, and then I get in the car and I'm like, you're not him. You're not struggling like him. And the reason he gets under my skin is, I don't know this. And where do I get off even thinking this? I'm thinking, you know, because the one time I said, I'll take you in there and get you something to eat. Oh, the answer was no. It was a money thing. And I'm thinking, okay, fine. I'm not giving him any money for alcohol. But I don't even know that for a fact. So I'm just bringing that up. I get in the car, and I'm like, where do I get off judging him? That's not right.
But, you know, there's a difference between judgment and action. So you offered to help. He didn't want your help, and you got in the car and felt some sort of way about it. And that's okay. You can feel that way, but you're not acting ignorant toward him or, you know, doing something that would cause him harm. It's just you're feeling annoyed, and that's okay. The point is you tried.
You know,
we can try.
You know, and you're a Benedictine. You're in the Benedictine mm-hmm. order. Isn't the right. Benedictine order the one that... aren't you trained to, you're going to yell at me if I get this wrong, but.
Well, here, let me okay, help you out, Michael.
All right, you do it, so I'm not embarrassed.
So, you know, as St. Benedict preached, to have reverence for all the earth, care and concern for the young and the elderly. Everything we possess is to be treated as sacred and to share it. You know, and I'll tell you, this is going to sound crazy, but one of my favorite quotes from the Rule of Benedict is to keep death daily before one's eyes. Not in a morbid way, but to live each day as a gift and to live fully each and every day by thinking, you know, this could be my last day on this earth. And you don't dwell on that. You don't dwell on the negative, but you go out there and grab a hold of the day and give it 150%. And so that's kind of it in a nutshell who we are. And then we work, our work and pray is the motto of St. Benedict.
And I was thinking, and I think, you know, the Benedictines at St. Francis College, University, I guess it is now, but I thought they always said, told me that they were trained to, any person they meet is to, it's as if they're meeting Jesus. Is that right?
Well, I think we should all be like that,
that's what I'm saying. That was so, on a day like today, and when you're thinking about volunteering and doing service work, which is our theme here tonight, that is a powerful thought, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Very powerful thought.
What would you...
And I think if we all lived like that, the world, we would... We have a good world. We get hung up on these little 10% of people that are, you know, off to the negative side. We have a good world. We have a great city. I will defend that to the end.
We get hung up on the negative elements.
Sure, we do. It's life. Easy.
Hey, listen, I go on and probably arrogantly about politics on this very radio station. It's, you know what, mm-hmm. Sister, like you said, hey, listen, we're imperfect beings. And we shouldn't judge because we don't want to be judged, all of that. And, you know, and we get caught up and we get mad about certain things that we believe in, and I don't want somebody telling me I'm wrong about something. I get mad when somebody disagrees with me. I get upset when I think my thing is the most important thing in the whole world, but it's not. It's not.
But we are humans, and we do think like that, you know, and we do get upset in arguments. But if we get down to the basis of who we are as a human being, and our hearts are all connected, we have to allow that to dissipate. We have to remain friends with people we disagree with.
I totally agree. Sister, can I ask you to stay for one more segment?
Sure.
Beautiful.
I'm good.
I'm so
Brandon.
Happy. Okay, so.
Okay, me too. Thanks, Michael.
Stay right there. Stay right there. I'll be right back with you. We'll do one more segment. I have a couple more questions. See, when you and I get talking, I'll tell you, we get talking. Believe it.
Between the Irish and the Italian.
Irish and the Italian thing. You put them together, and nobody can get a word in edgewise.
That's right.
All right. With Sister Sue Fazzini, we'll be right back. And I just want to go into a little bit more about what people get out of service work, and why they do it, and if you want an answer, you go to a Benedictine sister, and that's what we're doing right now. Michael Bartley on KDKA, and